Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Last Trendation of Geist. Courtesy of Katie Didn't. One of the best. That's a really
wow.
good one.
Wow, Katie Didn't. This is
really bringing it.
I mean, Katie the talent didn't. Pool of AKAs and trending titles is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I would put our... Who's coming harder than Zeit Gang for this shit? The Last Trendation of Geist.
Trendation of Geist.
Thanks, Crispy, for us, you know, followers of his teaching.
Yes.
We appreciate the... And we don't see that as
well. And by his teachings, we mean Scorsese, right?
No, I meant Jay-Z.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. All right. Let's tell the people what is trending this afternoon. There is the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just a... nice and easy bill, right? Let's make sure we're creating some legislation to protect the AAPI community. So what it does, just, you know, many initiatives, but directing the Justice Department to look at more pandemic related hate crimes, and just sort of, I don't know, get more information on tracking these kinds of people and these kinds of crimes. It passed by a vote of 94-1.
Oh, wow. Did the one accidentally vote against?
Josh Hawley. Insurrection Hawley is the one no vote. And then it's also important, there were like a few people who abstained to vote. I think Rand Paul is probably like one of those people who didn't. And like, I think Marsha Blackburn. I'm trying to forget. Some other people weren't there. It was Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and Marsha Blackburn were there. They abstained from voting on this one.
Cool.
And then Klobuchar and then Senator Tina Smith, they weren't there. So they were absent. But that's why the numbers were like that.
And what exactly does it do? It just reviews them and makes them, expands data collection resources.
Yeah, and also just like making it clear that that's a, when someone's trying to talk about go back to your country or something to do with coronavirus and you're attacking someone in the AAPI community, that's, we're starting to draw lines to be like, oh, it wasn't just some assault. It's like, no, this is a fucking hate crime. You treat these attacks for like what they are and put the resources into it. So. You know, cool. I'm glad that there's legislation happening, but then you still have people who are somehow saying no to this, which is like, but that just shows you the state of things, that there's someone who's like, no, honestly, like, that's actually a good look for me.
Yeah. The Ben Shapiro tweet after the Chauvin verdict, when some commentator said justice has been served, and Shapiro quote tweeted and was like, and we know he'd say that if the opposite verdict had been reached, which was like such a strange, it's just like they, what a, I feel like they can't even be happy with the position they've chosen at this point. Cause that's dog shit. Like, that's, you're working with some real stinkers. Again, there, man.
Quite, they're doing the political ideological version of painting themselves into a corner.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're gonna be like, oh fuck, yeah, that's right. There's like, literally, we're just gonna have to start crawling up the walls now, like fucking insects.
Yeah.
Because we literally have no more ground to stand on.
This next one is just a headline I thought was cute. It was on BuzzFeed. Dustin Milligan, who played the veterinarian boyfriend on Schitt's Creek, they say Dustin Milligan sweat so much on Schitt's Creek, he had to have paper towels under his armpits. Try some fucking diapers, bro. Mm-hmm. Okay, try some diapers and then talk to me.
Yeah,
paper towels ain't shit. That was what I did in seventh grade. And those disintegrated, and I never tried it again.
Damn,
you need industrial strength.
They turned to glue, basically.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Just had glue in my armpits.
Yeah, but you know, that's Jack. That's the difference between you, a Chad ass American, you know, and what your sweat is like, and then Dustin, little Yellow Knife Canada boy. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't even know where Yellow Knife. That's his place of birth. Yellow Knife Canada. That shit sounds.
Oh, powerful. I was wondering. I thought that was like some cultural reference. I wasn't.
No. He's from Yellow Knife Canada. It's the capital city of the Northwest Territories.
Yeah,
it lies on the north shore of Great Slave Lake.
Wow, Dustin.
What that means? There's a whole place called the North Slave Region.
Good grief.
Yo, Canadian Zai Gang, help me understand this one.
Please.
Is it quite, y'all are, hold on, what?
Huh? Great Slave Lake.
Anyway, but yeah, come on, get your sweat up, man, until you're putting fucking, like, combat field dressings there, because you're dealing with all kind, like, it's just the,
right.
We're talking about it, like, a femoral arterial laceration levels of liquids and fluids coming out of you.
Right.
Leave that one for BuzzFeed.
Yeah, come on. Although, I guess, I'm assuming it was a thing where he would ball it up, put it under there, get the shot, and then take it out. So that's the only way in which paper towels are an advisable solution to your armpit sweating problems.
Right.
I wonder, 15 seconds.
Would like a swimmer's chamois, you know how like when you're in a competitive swimmer, they don't really use towels. They use those like hyper absorbent chamois.
Right. Yeah.
Like, couldn't you integrate that? Like, I feel like that's probably some next level absorbance, like, and reusable.
You know, yeah, like do a field dressing where you like wrap it under your arm, over the shoulder. I feel like it would be tough to secure, but yeah, maybe.
You know what? I just want to let the listeners know the amount of formulating and like analysis Jack is doing in his mind as he was saying that. He looked off into infinity to try and envision this apparatus, and I was like, yo, he's taking this shit serious right now.
Yeah.
No, there'd be some problems with securing it, but.
Yeah. No, but I'm wondering if I ever tried that. dish towels I've thrown. We've talked about that before. You just have a dish towel in your back.
Did your grandfather have a legendary moment too?
Yeah, my grandfather, while he was coaching on the sidelines, he was a basketball coach, and he sweat through all layers of his suit so often that he put diapers under his arm and turned them to foam, like it, to the point that he was freaking out the ref, and foam started coming out of his arms, out of the cuffs of his jacket.
That's kind of a sick move.
Yeah, that's a...
You're like,
that's...
I don't know, this dude might be a sorcerer or some shit.
Earth Day is trending.
Earth.
I mean, the big environment really is really indoctrinating the youth on this, because My kids have been doing a recycling shit all week at school. I've had just about enough of that. But I actually didn't know which day. I thought it was like Earth Day all week. But apparently today is the day where we celebrate the most vague holiday, I guess.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I mean, it was like it kicked off a lot of like real regulation, you know,
yeah.
Like when it first happened. And I think there's a lot of people talk about now, just like it's become this whole other thing now. Where it was truly like from off of the backs of that, it was like, okay, let's pass the Clean Air Act, fucking Clean Water Act, put fucking pressure on Nixon and shit like that. And now we're just like, hey, Greta, what you got to say, girl? Come on down. All right. Thank you very much. Next up, we have British Petroleum with their analysis on how to make Earth Day more accessible to the world's people. I don't know.
Yeah. You get all sorts of emails from any mailing list that you're subscribed to or accidentally subscribed to.
Yeah. People like point out, they're like, the absurdity, because there's like NFTs now that are dealing with Earth Day. And you're like, do you understand the mining of crypto and the car? And that, and I think that's what a lot of people are like, do people even know what the fuck this means anymore? Like,
yeah.
What we're even trying to do or how bad the situation is.
You're just letting people know you're Team Earth. Okay.
Hell yeah, bro. What other team is there? I mean, honestly, wait, what other team is there?
OJ Simpson trending because he has said, hello, Twitter world, and weighed in with his opinion on the controversial LeBron James tweet. You know someone's extremely famous when they do and how stupid the controversies are around things that they tweet or say, like Obama, most famous human being on the planet, probably in generations, and the controversies around him were wearing a tan suit.
Mm-hmm.
And with LeBron, he just tweeted, you're next in terms of clearly the context was in terms of accountability around a police officer who had shot an unarmed, not unarmed and did not have a gun, black child. He was like pissed. And he tweeted the officer's name or picture and said, you're next, hashtag accountability, something along those lines. And the world fucking ended. Everybody was like, what?
Like,
take it back. Take it back now.
How does this black man have access to speak his mind out loud, in which he's advocating for accountability? This is absurd.
Yeah.
And OJ
waited.
Hey, fella, let me tell you something about how to blend in with white people.
Yes. Yeah, essentially. Okay. He's like, I mean, I get it that he wants to have an opinion, but you don't have to have an opinion on everything. Oh,
okay, I'm not black. I'm OJ.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, OJ. More radical thoughts from Stabby Simpson.
Joel Embiid, I don't even know if he's trending, but people need to look at this clip from last night's Suns game. Not a great game for the 76ers. They continue to miss Ben Simmons. And they lost to the Suns. They were down 3.8 seconds to go. Sun at the line, I think it was Chris Paul, one of the Suns was at the line shooting free throws and missed on purpose, which is typically the wise thing to do because it would seemingly be impossible to both get a rebound and throw the ball the length of the court and make shot in 0.8 seconds. But Joel Embiid nearly pulled it off. It was one of the wildest things I've ever seen.
It's more just like ridiculous because it looks like some shit you do in a video game.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it nearly defies the laws of physics where like you're going up for a rebound and you somehow have launched a full court shot before your feet hit the ground. It was, I mean, not that he was doing it all midair, but I've never seen someone look if you just saw the release point of how he was throw, like shooting the ball, you're like, that shit isn't even going near the fucking basket.
Right.
And it's like, it's almost as if he shot it too hard.
Right. That's exactly. Like, exactly.
You know, if it hadn't maybe been a little less velocity, once it rimmed in and out, it may have just been like settled into the hoop.
Yeah.
But shit. Yeah. I mean, the dude is, he's on some shit right now.
He is, it's underrated how strong he is. Like, you really see how strong he is when you see, like, him do something normal, and it's just, like, injuring everybody in his path. Like,
right.
He's just so fucking big, man. Anyways, those are some things that are trending.
Yep.
On this.
Oh, wait, let me shoehorn one other thing in.
Yeah.
This thing's trending. Maya Erskine. Shout out to my little sister, Maya Erskine. She just got cast in the new Obi-Wan series on Disney Plus.
Wow.
That was announced, and her brother and I were so excited because we're using this to say this is the closest we'll ever be to being in anything to do with Star Wars.
Wow.
So shout out to you, Maya.
That's huge.
Even, yeah, exactly. Keep doing you and make us proud. And I will try and find a way to be on that set, and I will embarrass you.
And if anybody hasn't seen Pen 15... I gotta watch.
What are you doing?
All of it.
What, you doing?
What are you doing with your life?
What are you doing?
It's on Hulu. Go check it out. That is gonna do it for this Thursday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.